The next patient is Aniceto Estrada, E-S-T-R-A-D-A. First name, A-N-I-C-E-T-O. Aniceto. Number one, 68-year-old Mexican male following the practice because of CKD stage 3D. The patient has diabetic nephropathy with significant proteinuria. The patient has a lengthy history of diabetes mellitus, has diabetic retinopathy, period. The patient was initially treated with the administration of Farxiga. However, the medication has not been covered by the insurance. We attempted to give Kerendia, and the same situation has occurred. Today comes for a follow-up. The laboratory workup was done on the 21st of February of 2024. The serum creatinine is 2.2. The BUN is 23. The estimated GFR is 31. The patient has a fasting blood sugar of 164. Serum potassium chloride and CO2 with the normal limits, as well as the calcium and liver function test. Period. Number two, the patient has diabetes mellitus. He has been taking glipizide, 5 milligrams POBID, and pioglitazone on a daily basis. The hemoglobin A1C is 8.7. This patient should be considered for a different modality of therapy for the diabetes mellitus. Period. The primary doctor was addressed through a handwritten note expressing the need for the insulin, period. We also notify him that he is not qualified for the use of SGLT2 inhibitors or finerenone, period. Following number, arterial hypertension that is under control. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease treated with famotidine. Following number, hyperlipidemia. The patient continues with the administration of statins, and the blood sugar control is going to lead to a better a level of triglycerides. Following number, vitamin D deficiency and supplementation, but following number, a BPH on finasteride, we're going to reevaluate the case in 3 months with laboratory workup. We spent 14 minutes reviewing the chart in the face-to-face, 20 minutes in the documentation, 7 minutes.